Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
That was late last year. In fact, it was around round 17 where the Cats just got over the top of the Saints after trailing at times during the third quarter, and another tough battle this afternoon. The sixth place Geelong taking on the third place Saints from the Gabba in Brisbane. For Warrilili, a number one ticket holder, 10 years at the top, and still so much more to come. Tommy King in the host chair, and a very good afternoon to Ben Cassinelia.
Kingy, this is the first time K-Rock has ever broadcast at 5 o'clock on a Monday. Is that, am I right saying that?
Oh, probably. Yeah, started a broadcast.
So, am I allowed to say that I'm a K-Rock pioneer? Because I'm starting to feel like how Captain Cook may have felt when his little vessel exploded through the heads and hit terra firma. Just at 5 o'clock, we need to do some traffic updates?
No, we don't.
Because as I was coming here, I saw a car doing a parallel park. And two cars were held up, so that's peak hour in Geelong.
Thank you, Benny. Mark Neil, good afternoon to you in the experts chair. Oh, hang on. Hello, Neilty.
I'm on now. G'day, Kingy. How are you, Ben? Yeah, nice to hear you again.
Good to see you. All right, we need to get on the phone because Nigel Lappin's been good enough to join us for Prestige Jayco from the Gabba. Nige, Kingy, Benny, Cass and Neilty in the K-Rock Hub. Massive game of footy. Starts a big week for your footy club, doesn't it, with Port Adelaide to follow on Friday, although you'll tell me that that's not in your thinking right now.
Oh, no, we're really looking forward to the challenge, actually. So we really enjoyed the environment that we've been able to create here on the Gold Coast. We enjoyed our time in Perth, and we started to play some really good footy in Perth. So we're hoping to continue that tonight and through to Friday night.
What's the last 5 days involved since the North Melbourne game for the boys, Nige?
Recovery. So you can't do too much training with the 4 and 5 day breaks. So had a little captain's run yesterday where the boys worked on a few structures and did a bit of skill work, but it was pretty light, about 20 minutes all up. So the rest of the time the boys have spent, we've had access to a recovery centre here on the Gold Coast, which the boys have been really enjoying, trying to rest and get as much sleep as they can and use the beach and the sun where they can as well.
You made 3 changes, Parfitt, Rowan and Collar Jasny included. Asava Radaglia was managed out of the North Melbourne game. Can you tell us why he won't line up tonight?
We wanted to give Sav, like, given that it's, you know, they're shorter breaks, we actually wanted to give him a proper week's break as opposed to just the 4 or 5 day break. So this allows us to do that. He's going to be really important for us on Friday night versus Port Adelaide. And we've been liking playing with a sort of 1-4 forward ruck, and Mark Blitzar. Blitz has been doing a really good job for us as the second ruck, and his follow-up work, his clearance work, and his pressure work around the ball has been fantastic. And we liked what Reece Stanley gave us in the centre bounces. And we're going to need really good centre bounce ruck work tonight against their 2 guys who are in ripping form. So Stav will be back on Friday night.
Nige, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us. We ask everybody that comes on over the last few weeks, how are you enjoying the Hub as a bit of a veteran? Do you enjoy the environment at the Hub?
It's been fine. We've got a fantastic group of players. They're a wonderful bunch of guys and enjoying each other's company. It's, from a coaching point of view, it's been fantastic because we've not only been able to get work into the senior guys and manage those guys as well as we can, but we've been able to spend a heap of time with our younger players. And we've had a heap of those guys develop well while we've been in the Hub. And James Riley, Shawnee Grigg, who's joined us this year, and Shano Bree have done a terrific job. So a lot of our guys have improved. So we've had guys like Sam Simpson come in and play really well for us. Really well for us this year.
Gee, good time to test the siren.
Yeah, it was. Sorry about that. Even Zach Guthrie came in and played his role really well for us last week. And Brad Close come in. He's been playing really well for us too. So we've been enjoying, as I said, spending the time with those younger guys. It's enabled us to put a lot of time into their craft and improve them in the areas that need to improve and get to know them more as people. So while it's not an ideal situation, we're really glad that footy's still with us. We've all still got jobs, and the players understand the importance that they play within the community as well. So we're happy to be here and doing our bit.
Shane O'Bree fell in a hole in the St. Pat's Punters Club on Sunday, so you might be able to niggle him in that. He was in front and he fell in a monstrous hole towards the end. Have you had cause yourself to go and visit James Parsons? Is he the resident barber there? We're getting haircut updates and there's been some rippers. We have found out last night that John Barker, the assistant coach of the Carlton Footy Club, is actually the club's resident barber. And I don't know if you saw the game, but Matthew Cottrell, who made his debut last night, had an extraordinary haircut, and that was done by John Barber. So what about yourself? Have you are you just letting it sort of grow 70s style, or what's going on?
Oh, I'm definitely not going to see Parso. I don't know whether you guys had a laugh at Harry Taylor's haircut last.
Yeah, it was horrendous.
It's terrible. And look, he does rate himself. He's a wonderful young man, but no, I certainly won't be visiting his room at all.
For Prestige Jayco, we're speaking with Geelong assistant coach Nigel Appin. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
G'day, Nigel. Good luck tonight. Mate,
thanks,
I found it a little bit humorous during the week. I was doing a bit of reading and came across an interview that Grian Myers gave after the game against the Kangaroos, and he said he didn't actually, well, I think I'll summarise it for you. He said he didn't really enjoy Paddy Dangerfield being in the forward line. He thought he was a bit grumpy. Now, mate, so two questions there. I wonder if he copped any stick for that, giving it to a senior player. And secondly, where will we see Paddy Dangerfield line up this evening?
Just on the first point, it's all in a bit of fun and a bit of banter. So they're very territorial, both the forward group and the back line group. They actually don't like new players mixing too much with them and upsetting their dynamic. And Paddy, he'll spend a bit of time in both areas tonight. So given that we haven't brought Asava back in, Paddy can play that second target role along with Gary Rowan being back tonight. So those guys will be important for us in the front half at times. But we wanted to give Paddy a rest just from playing, you know, huge minutes in the midfield. But the next 2 weeks we'll have to play him in there a fair bit. He'll do a fair share in there tonight, I'd imagine. So you're tipping it's going to be about 50-50, mate.
Okay. Well, thank you for being so honest. Hey, Matt, we're really looking forward to having a look at tonight's games. Both yourself and the Saints are in really good form. And no doubt, as all coaches would, you've had a look at the Saints. Where do you think you can expose them tonight?
That's a really good question. I prefer to talk to the way that we would like to play. So our strengths lie in our ability to be able to pressure and win the contest. Obviously, the Saints are really good in that area. They've had a fantastic ability to be able to score from stoppage this year. So we're going to have to be strong with our pressure around the ball and make sure they're not getting good delivery inside 50. They've got some great marking targets. All their forwards are in really good form. And their ability to be able to crumb those long kicks in there is second to none in the competition. And also when their ability to transition the ball fast off turnover. So we're going to have to use the ball well when we get our chances to not turn over the ball in bad spots where they're able to get forward on you really hard and they're really good runners and smart players in the front half come into play. And we need to get the ball in our front half as much as we can and put pressure on them on their last line. So not much changes, Neildy, as you know, with footy. You've got to be good in the contest. You've got to win the ball back as quickly as you can off the opposition and not allow them to get the flow. And then when you've got your chances, you've got to be able to control the ball really well against them, which teams haven't been able to do at all this year.
Nigel, last one from us before we let you go. Jake Collar-Jasny, 100 games tonight. Can you give us a couple of words about the development you've seen in that young man from Tasmania over the last 7 years?
He's a fantastic young man. He's the ultimate team man. His teammates absolutely love playing with him, and that's probably the greatest thing you can say about him. He's very good in a contest, rarely loses his one-on-ones. He can play on talls and smalls, and he's just a ripper young man. We love having him as part of our team.
Well, hopefully we can get the 4 points for him tonight. Nigel, really appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck. Appreciate you joining us.
Good on you, guys. Have a good call.
Nigel Appin joining us there from the Gabba for Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.